Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lowis, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before NewsCan was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media affiliate business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting. I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 or 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. The listen live call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the ASOT TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal NewsCan representative or NewsCan product support for more details in the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic, walking for weight loss. Avoid these 10 common mistakes. Let's see. I think it's a pretty recent article. Oh, yeah, very recent. It's by Jared Nobe, N-O-B-B-E. I think I found this on Eat This, Not That. Yes, it was, and it was published on June 3rd, so just about 3 days ago. So let's get rolling. Walking for weight loss. Avoid these 10 common mistakes. Walking is one of the most accessible and effective forms of exercise for weight loss. It's low impact, easy to incorporate into a daily routine, and requires no special equipment. Hey, just your feet and some shoes, huh? This free form of exercise offers many health benefits, including improved cardiovascular health, mood, and energy levels. However, despite its simplicity, many people who are walking for weight loss inadvertently sabotage their efforts with common mistakes that can hinder the progress. Sound familiar? Get ready to take some notes. Whether you're a beginner lacing up your sneakers or a seasoned walker looking to optimize your routine, it's crucial to understand that these pitfalls to ensure you're getting the most out of your workouts. From not walking enough to neglecting proper hydration, certain missteps can prevent you from achieving your weight loss goals. We're going to delve into the 10 most common mistakes people make when walking for weight loss and provide practical tips to overcome them. By fine-tuning your approach, you can enhance your walking routine, boost your calorie burn, and make significant strides towards a healthier, meaner you. So let's just get going here. Number one, not walking enough. While walking is a fantastic way to burn calories, simply taking a leisurely stroll a few times a week is typically not enough to see significant results. The key to effective weight loss through walking is to ensure you're walking enough to create a calorie deficit. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise per week. I bet you guys thought it was going to be 150 minutes a day. No. 150 minutes or 75 minutes, moderate intensity, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity per week. If you're just starting, gradually increase your daily step count and aim for around 10,000 steps per day. Consistency is key, so make walking a regular part of your daily routine. Number two, not increasing the intensity. Walking at a comfortable pace is better than not walking at all, but if your goal is to lose weight, you need to increase the intensity. This helps you burn more calories and improve cardiovascular fitness. There are a few simple ways to do this. One, toss a weighted vest or backpack or even walk with a pair of light dumbbells. Rucking is a great way to switch things up. Switch up your terrain. Hills, trails, rough surfaces all make a difference. Three, pick up your pace to a brisk walk to elevate your heart rate and boost your calorie burn. Four, try interval walking, which involves alternating between fast and slower paces. And five, challenge yourself by varying your speed and incorporating inclines. Number three, skipping your warm-up and cool-down. Skipping your warm-up and cool-down is a common mistake that can lead to injuries and hinder your progress. Starting your walk with a 5 to 10 minute warm-up at a slower pace helps gradually increase your heart rate and prepare your muscles for the workout. Similarly, a cool-down period at the end of your walk also allows your heart rate to return to normal and help prevent muscle stiffness. These steps can enhance your performance and reduce the risk of injury. keeping you on track with your weight loss goals. Number four, neglecting nutrition. Poor dietary choices can sabotage your weight loss efforts even if you're walking regularly. To achieve results, pairing a walking routine with a healthy diet is crucial. Avoid high-calorie, sugary, and processed foods and focus on a balanced diet rich in vegetables, fruits, lean proteins, and whole grains. Proper nutrition fuels your body for exercise and helps to create the calorie deficit needed for weight loss. Remember, exercise alone is insufficient. A healthy diet is integral to any weight loss plan. Number five, hey, forgetting to hydrate enough. Staying hydrated is essential for overall health and effective exercise performance. So drink up. Many people overlook the importance of drinking enough water, especially when walking. Dehydration can lead to fatigue and decreased performance, making maintaining an effective walking routine even harder. Drink water before, during, and after your walks, particularly in hot weather. We're heading into some warm weather here, so keep that in mind. Carry a water bottle and take regular sips to stay hydrated and energized throughout your workout. Number six, walking in the wrong shoes. Wearing the wrong footwear can cause discomfort and lead to injuries, deterring you from maintaining your cardio routine. Investing in a good pair of walking shoes with proper support and cushioning is crucial. Shoes designed specifically for walking can help absorb shock, provide stability, and reduce the risk of foot and joint pain. Take the time to find a pair that fits well and feels comfortable, making your walks more enjoyable and sustainable. Number seven, not including strict training in your routine. Relying solely on walking for weight loss is a common mistake. Incorporating strength training exercises twice a week can significantly boost your results. Strength training builds muscle, which increases metabolism and helps burn more calories even at rest. Adding exercises like squats, lunges, push-ups, and weightlifting to your routine can enhance your overall fitness and accelerate weight loss. Combining walking with strength training will create a more balanced and effective workout regimen. Number eight, not planning enough recovery time between workouts. Rest and recovery are as important as performing the exercise itself. Not giving your body enough time to recover between walks can lead to overtraining, fatigue, and injury. Listen to your body and ensure rest periods and days are incorporated into your weekly routine. Recovery allows your muscles to repair and grow stronger, improving your walking performance and helping you avoid burnout. Consider stretching, yoga, or light walking on rest days to stay active without overexerting yourself. Number nine, not being consistent. You can't do it on the first of the month and then again at the 30th of the month, I guess, huh? Inconsistency is a significant barrier to achieving weight loss through walking. Walking regularly and sticking to your routine makes progress. To make progress is important. Set a schedule and commit to it. Treating your walks as non-negotiable appointments. Even on busy days, try to find time for at least a short walk to keep the habit going. A backup plan, such as hitting the treadmill or using a walking pad during work, can avoid barriers caused by busy days or poor weather. Consistency builds momentum and helps establish a routine leading to long-term success in your weight loss journey. And number 10, not switching up your walking route. Walking the same route can become monotonous and may cause you to lose interest in your routine. Adjusting your body can adapt to the same level of exercise, leading to a plateau in your progress. To keep things exciting and challenging, switch up your walking routes regularly. Explore new neighborhoods, parks, or trails. After all, the variety is the spice of life. Varying your routine will keep you engaged while working different muscle groups. Well, there you go. 10 things to avoid to don't mess up your walking routine. Not switching up your walking route. Not being consistent with your regimen. Consistency is about the key in almost everything, isn't it? Not planning headed towards success anyway. Not planning enough recovery time between workouts. Not including strength training in your routine, walking in the wrong shoes, forgetting to hydrate, neglecting nutrition, eating poorly, skipping your warm-up and cool-down. I know it's kind of weird. When I walk at the gym on the treadmill, there's usually three minute cool down period. I think some machines are four, but a 3 minute cool down. And it is kind of weird because sometimes it gets so slow on the cool down, I'm not even moving. It just seems bizarre staying there, kind of like step. But hey, it's good for you, so don't skip it. I do it. Number two, not increasing the intensity and not walking enough. So there you go. Hey, these calls are recorded and posted on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app. And you can find us by looking for either the product name TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that, let's open up the line. Short, sweet, to the point today. Boom.
That was great, Frank.
Thank you.
And tomorrow I'm talking about four unique ways to work out.
Oh, cool. Balancing on a high wire or a jump rope, something like that.
I see. Pole dancing, underwater cycling, aerial fitness, and heels overhead.
You know, what's interesting, you mentioned pole dancing. For some reason, I must have clicked on some article a while ago, because every day now there's a new article about some pole dancing routine and how fit, and it's mostly the women I see, and boy, are they're like gymnasts. I mean, they're doing all these acrobats and stuff on the pole, and they're like, holy cow, man, how do they do that? So, yeah, you have to be quite, I'm sure there's an easy routine to get started like everything else, but they're showing these advanced people, and I have to admit, I don't open up many articles, but what I can see in the video or the photos on them, like, it looks impressive. It looks impressive.
Well, you know, everybody has a different interest in what they like to do. And if that's something that floats their boat and gets them up and moving and keeps them challenged, so much the better.
All right. Well, we got a short one today, so we won't keep you long. We'll let you go on about your day. Go out and make it a great day. Dial in tomorrow, call in tomorrow, and join Susan. I'll be back next Tuesday. And thanks, everybody, for logging in today with me. Bye now. Bye, Susan.
Bye. Thank you.